Under the Forest Service's Adopt a School program, the agency says it will provide Petersburg with funding, leadership, and staff support for a new school district garden and conservation teaching area. The plan includes a heated greenhouse. According to the Forest Service, the program also involves guest lecturers, teacher training, and field trips. The agency is providing $70,000 to start off the five-year effort, but says more money will likely be available. The school's contribution will be through in-kind services. When they first discussed it earlier this summer, school administrators and board members initially had a lot of questions about costs and liability, but they have since worked out the details with the Forest Service. Petersburg will be the first school in Alaska to take part in the program, and at this past week's board meeting, school officials told the agency's representative, Carrie Case, they were happy with the revised plan. Board Chair Jean Ellis.
I think one of the interesting things about this I didn't realize on the first proposal is that there's at this point just one per state, and there's actually only
five
a few
total
of them mm-hmm. in the whole country, and so we are really being trendsetters.
Yeah.
And this does fit well with the Forest Service's current mission,
mm-hmm.
and so that's, I think there probably is going to be ongoing money for such things.
Yes.
Because of how it fits into the Forest Service's current mission.
Yep. I think it's perfect. It's a perfect thing to get started right now.
According to the proposal, quote, providing environmental education and promoting sustainability within communities is a high priority for the Forest Service. So the agency writes that it does not expect a problem with future funding for the Adopt a School program. A portion of the money, $4,500 a year, would go towards paying someone to oversee the greenhouse and garden project. This garden sustainability specialist, as the agency calls it, will coordinate with the faculty, the Forest Service, the Petersburg Indian Association, the city, and the community in general. High school and middle school shop teacher Nick Pop has been involved in planning for the project. He hopes to work with students to grow organic vegetables for the school lunch program.
So I'm really excited about hopefully having a garden club at the high school, you know, growing organic greens in this garden and hopefully supplementing our school lunch program. That's kind of my vision, my passion, you know, just one of the many things that I hope this garden can help do with our community and schools.
School administrators are putting together a job description to advertise for the garden specialist. The four board members present, Ellis, Randy Lantine, Bree Hayes, and Jim Schwartz, unanimously approved participation in the Adopt-a-School program. They also agreed to have the Forest Service's Michelle Parker, who's coordinating the effort, apply for an additional facilities grant for up to $200,000 on behalf of the schools. Meanwhile, on another issue this week, Superintendent Rob Thomason updated the board on his research into developing a correspondence curriculum or other ways of serving homeschooled children in the Petersburg area.
At the board's direction, we are beginning an investigative slash research process regarding how to meet the needs of youngsters in Petersburg school districts who are not currently enrolled in the public school system. We are using the term that the district wishes to provide a continuum of services. In other words, it doesn't have to be an all or none deal. We want to service kids. We want to help kids. We want kids to learn. And so that's the way we're approaching this and where we're going with it.
Once the district gathers more data on correspondence services that are already available in the state, Thomason said the district would meet with local parents.
We intend to have parent input meetings where we hear from the parents. And what do you desire in a local program? What do you
this
expect to see?
This would be the homeschool parents.
Well, any parents, basically.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, anybody that wants to provide input, or maybe there are people with concerns about a homeschool program, we need to hear everything. So the parent input meetings, what would a good program look like that services the continuum of services for our kids here?
Thomason stressed that this was just the research phase, but it would ultimately be up to the board to decide whether to offer a program to serve homeschoolers. And in other news, Petersburg District Schools have met federal goals for student proficiency in math and language arts. That's a key requirement under the federal No Child Left Behind Act, and just under 60% of Alaska schools made it. It's called Adequate Yearly Progress, or AYP, and it's measured each year by the percentage of students who score proficient on standardized tests. While Petersburg has consistently done well on the tests, Superintendent Thomason was critical of the rating system because even highly performing schools may not meet annual yearly progress in a few years as the federal government ratchets up the percentage goals.
At the 11-12 school year is where the news for many districts across the state and the nation will be, they'll be doing an outstanding job and still be getting, quote-unquote, bad news. So I believe something has to be done. to do away with that.
To meet the federal goals for annual yearly progress last year, just over 77% of a school's students had to score proficient in language arts, and 66% had to score proficient in math. In Petersburg, Stedman Elementary School scored 94 in language arts and 89 in math. In the middle school, 86% of students were proficient in language arts and 76% were proficient in math. Finally, in Petersburg's high school, 87% of the students tested proficient in language arts, while 81% showed proficiency in math. According to Thomason, the principals and teachers would be able to use the more detailed assessment data to focus on helping individual students who are having trouble meeting the standards. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.